Can we do it again?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we do it again?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we do it again?
Yeah, yeah.
I need to do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
From the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, it's LaVica, Theo, and Stone, presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sportsbook, on ESPN 106.3.
So, FAU has a new basketball coach. It's Baylor assistant John Jakus. He takes over the program vacated by Dusty May. What's that going to mean for the transfer portal? I don't know. What does that mean for FAU basketball keeping its core together? I don't know. It's a five-year deal. $1 million, that's confirmed. $1 million per year with a $25,000 bonus for an NCAA tournament appearance. Mm. So there it is. There's. We believe that the press conference, introductory press conference, is tomorrow. When, we don't know. That could alter what we do on the show here tomorrow. I'm certainly going to try to be efforting getting Coach Jakus on the show. So we'll see. Tomorrow, we'll see. Chris Canty, he says he's coming on. Will he? We'll find out. What we do know, if you go to YouTube right now, ESPN West Palm Play, and you look at a picture of John Jakus, FAU basketball coach, and me, we look pretty similar. It's going to make for some interesting coaches shows.
It's going to be fun.
Hey, who's talking? Is that Coach or Ken? Coach or Ken? Who's talking?
We're going to need a lower third.
Yeah, right. We're going to need an in-person lower third. Absolutely. So good. The ultimate sign of respect from FAU Athletic Director Brian White, hiring a basketball coach that looks like me. So thank you. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. Yeah, thank you. Speaking of FAU, the FAU MBA Sport Management Program, that's your path to the sports industry, FAU.edu/MBA Sport, #1. In the nation in postgraduate sport management degrees. Number 10 in the world, the entire globe, according to Sport Business, in that same category. I just know it is the place where I know a ton of people who've gone on to the sports industry. They're making good money and they're happy because they have their dream job in sports because they got their MBA in sport management at Florida Atlantic. FAU.edu/MBA sport. FAU.edu/MBA sport. The FAU MBA Sport Management Program. Again, FAU.edu/MBA sport. Take classes online or on campus in Boca. FAU.edu/MBA sport. Stone, we've been talking about who you feel badly for in sports. I say Draymond. Theo says Zach Wilson. I actually feel bad for Theo because I think he goes to one par three course.
Yeah.
And he's acting all broken now because he didn't get a birdie. He had a rough go of it. I'm going to read you.
Read the text.
If you don't mind, I'm going to read the text in a moment. But before that, I want to give you some optimism. Yeah. Yesterday didn't go how you wanted. Did Theo collect his birdie for the year, his goal yesterday, Stone? Did Theo collect his birdie? No.
I got so close, though. I do want y'all to know I got close.
He had 18 chances on a par three and did not collect a birdie. I'm almost relieved he didn't because I still would put an asterisk next to a par three course birdie.
Yeah, I asked my girlfriend last night and she was like, hell yeah. No. And I was like, really? And we got into a fight about it.
So Kay Chumslin from ESPN West Palm Play, who was out there with us.
It's like bowling a 300 with bumpers on.
He played collegiate golf. He said that it would count.
That's because he knows who you are.
Yeah, because you're the one who's like, yeah, give him a paycheck.
No.
Yeah, he works for you.
He does not work for me. He works for Good Karma Brands like all of us. And the guy just is, he has better morals than you guys. He has more respect for the game than you guys.
Listen, if you're happy, he still works here.
Do you think Tiger Woods would say, hey, I'm happy with that birdie I hit on the par three? Do you think Tiger would hold that up on a pedestal?
Yeah, I would.
You're happy with every birdie.
No, absolutely not.
Everybody's happy with a birdie. Tiger would love some birdies.
He'd say, bring me to Pebble Beach. let me tee it up on a par five, and let's get a bird. Let's bird this.
So I was on bird alert a couple times.
Bird alert.
And I called it out, too. I hit the first shot.
That was your problem.
Bird alert?
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
If you were.
You taunted the golf guys.
And if you weren't on bird alert a couple of times on 18 holes.
On 18 par threes, then it really would have been a disaster.
Yeah.
But good thing is, you've still got plenty of time, and you've got some work to do. This is by the end of the year. You've got to collect a birdie. You just got to keep heading out to the Kaiser Golf Coaching Center.
Yeah, it does need to start and in at the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. So one thing about it, guys.
Why Titanic, by the way?
I thought you were going to read his text message.
Oh, we will eventually. Can you do the Masters first, and then we'll get to the Titanic?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's a weird place
kinda messed
for that.
Up. Yeah. My golfing game.
He's sinking to the bottom of the Atlantic.
Oh, it's sunk,
yeah. Here's broken half and then fell to the ground.
Here's really before. The problem, guys.
Uh-huh.
I realize what I need to do. I need to go out and actually golf around with my coach, Pete, at the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. And I think that would help a lot as well, because yesterday I was out there with Pierre Garçon. I was there with Kay Chumslin, and we were golfing. But I didn't have enough time to recorrect some of the issues I was having out there. Like, I kept coming up too much on my swing and striking the top of the ball instead of hitting it square.
If you're watching on YouTube right now, you may be wondering why Theo is pantomiming a hockey stick. That might be your problem.
Well, I don't have space. I'm showing you the rotation.
I was laughing at.
Yeah. And here's another thing, too.
I think when there's people around, it's harder to spend as much time as you need to in your think box.
Right.
It really is,
though. You let Pierre pull you out of your think box.
Yeah, I'm standing there next to a guy who was an all-pro level wide receiver.
Yeah.
And a guy in Kate Chumson who played collegiate golf, and I was nervous.
Yeah, see, that's
and I was
the
trying to keep the pace
of
the play
going. You
got to
stay in the think box. You need Pete's words, wise words,
yes,
in your brain at all times.
And he gives me those. On Saturday mornings, we'll get back to doing lessons soon. We're taking a quick pause, but on Saturday mornings with Pete, I've learned a lot of things. One thing that you guys don't know about me that I hide very well because I try and recorrect it with posture, I have severe scoliosis. And it affects my ability.
Wait, is that real?
No, for real. Exactly. See, you didn't know that.
You have school.
Yes, it affects my golf swing. It affects my ability to have a consistent golf swing because I have bad posture naturally. I have a dip, and it's a lot of recorrecting I have to do on a swing-to-swing basis, but in general in life. But I need to be more forthcoming and tell my coach Pete about my scoliosis so he can help adjust some things in my game, because he's told me a few times, like, hey, your shoulder's dipping down a little too low there as you approach the ball. You know, move. So he corrects these things when I'm with him. But then when I'm out there on the golf course, I'm kicking it with buddies, I'll go back to, you know, my more natural posture, which is a bit tilted, a bit leaned, and it affects the consistency in which I strike the ball. So things like that I can tune up by continuing to go to the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. And I will birdie this year. And I believe in myself because I've gotten better. And the fact that I was even, I got two pars, which I know is not impressive to you guys.
No, that's fine.
I got two pars.
It would be more impressive if it didn't happen on a par three course, but it's still fine.
No, that's great.
I got two pars in a day where I was hitting the ball so erratically. But on those, you know, it was good. I was able to chain together three good shots, and I wouldn't even be able to do that if it wasn't for the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. I know we joke a lot. My golf game was horrendous. Still is bad. But it's getting better and better with each time I train with Coach Pete and each time I go out there to a golf course. So a birdie's happening this year, people. And if you want birdies yourself, KaiserGolfCenter.com. KaiserGolfCenter.com. It's right in the heart of Palm Beach County off I-95 and the Turnpike. KaiserGolfCenter.com at the flagship campus of Kaiser University. And it's true. I have scoliosis, but...
I didn't know that. Are you sure you're just not, like, imbalanced? Like, you have a literal,
terrible,
like, bend in your spine?
Every time I go to a new doctor and I have to have x-rays for whatever reason, they're like, yo, I don't know if anybody's ever told you this.
Yo, bro, your spine is bent.
I've been told, like, because I'm like right at 6 foot flat.
Uh-huh.
And I was told by a doctor if it wasn't for the curvature of my spine, I'd be almost 6'2".
You could have played in the league.
I could have been a point guard.
Man. Did... Did,
so I didn't. No, I did not know that. I did not know that you had scoliosis.
Is it your choice, Stuart? I think we all have scoliosis.
What is he laughing at? I don't think it's a laughing matter. This is a serious
my
condition.
My spine is like it's.
How dare
seriously
you,
jacked up. I wish I could show you guys how bad it is.
Can I tell you about the time I dated a girl with scoliosis?
You can definitely do that.
Do you want to hear that story? I think it might be worth your time.
I do, but I have a problem with Theo blaming scoliosis
for not getting
a
birdie
on par three.
Not
being good at golf.
I'm not blaming scoliosis.
That's why it
impacts your golf swing.
In fairness, that was the first thing you brought up.
No,
unprovoked.
No. So, it's something
hey, guys, I have scoliosis.
Unprovoked.
No.
I have arthritis in my fingers, which affects my putting.
All right. And that might be true. It's not excuses, it's reasons. It's a legit thing.
I have bad hand-eye coordination, which is why I can't hit
can't
my
chip.
Irons.
You know what's funny?
Out of the bunker.
I Googled last week, too, about scoliosis and how it affects your golf swing. You know what website popped up? collegeofgolf.kaiseruniversity.edu. They have a whole article on how scoliosis affects.
I had spinal surgery, So bending down off the tee box, instead of hitting it my normal 325 that I do, it's 260.
Ooh, nice flex.
But I donated this guy.
By the way, I think what Stone's issue is here, Theo, is that you've been taking lessons for months and you haven't brought up the scoliosis until now when you actually went out.
I know I have scoliosis. I didn't know
that it could affect your game like it does.
I didn't think about it in that way. So, okay. But for real though, because as a person that kind of tries the mask, again, when I first got on TV, my first TV job, they literally brought a consultant in. It was myself, my news director, and a consultant because they thought they had to address me about bad posture. And they felt terrible when I told them. I was like, I'm sorry, guys. You're right. I do dip a little bit. It's not because I'm trying to be cool or I'm relaxed. I have scoliosis.
She just said, now I'm suing you.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
I could have made
now,
some bank.
Now this is happening.
Raycom Media. Yeah. I could have came after you guys. But no, for real. It's a real thing. I have a severe, I might have real serious back problems later on in life. I need to probably get some things tuned up, but it does affect my ability to. It's why not only it's because I'm left-handed, but everything I do looks so unorthodox because my back is like a freaking pretzel. It is.
I don't mean to laugh at that. That was a funny way to put it.
I don't.
Can you save that, by the way?
Of course.
My back is like,
because when we do get him, as he put it, tuned up, we can have the doctor hear that. Like, my back is like a freaking pretzel.
We need to
I'm going to title this segment that you asked me to save as excuses for my golf game.
Oh,
it's not excuses. I suck because I suck.
See, this is where Stone's trying to lessen the severity of your issue. I'm just trying to get a further explanation of it, and
it's like a question mark almost.
You hit
my spine has a huge curve. It's like it goes up and then it goes like this and it curves back. It's not good. That's why my chest is uneven. Like my left pec is always sticking out more. People think
so your spine's like a treble clef. Like it's like
kind of, yeah. It has a curve. I'll get some X-rays soon and get pictures and show you guys.
No, you don't need to do that. I believe you. But I mean that would be kind of cool actually.
Yeah, that's what I was saying for ESPN West Palm.
I mean, that's actually kind of legit.
Keep giggling and Ken, you hit the nail on the head and when you said I think Stone's laughing because it's March 28th, 2024, and this is the first time you decided to bring it up. And yes, you basically led with it.
I did, kind of.
Like, you know, it's hard for me to golf. I have scoliosis.
It's the most,
and it was jarring because it's like, wait, where has this been for 4 months?
It's the most. Here's the thing: when I hadn't been going out and golfing 18 holes.
Right. So this was you like letting it loose for the first time.
So in real, this is why I really was saying it. I was trying to make a point. I did a terrible job of doing so. When I'm with Pete, when my posture goes wrong, he fixes it. He's like, oh, you're leaning too much this way.
He doesn't hold my hands, but he's
able to guide you.
He figuratively holds my hands. Thank you. Yes,
I need behind you and grasping your
shut up,
your hips and helping.
Shut up.
You're so ridiculous.
I need help. And thanks to people like the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center that work with golfers of all levels.
Right.
I'm at the bottom prong. And
I'm really upset with Stone that this man had spinal surgery and he's not taking your scoliosis seriously.
Yeah.
And I think that that's actually very off-putting, Stone.
Because there's not a time in my life where I'm going to blame anything on my back. I would never do that.
I'm not blaming it.
But he's giving some context.
I literally just gave reasons. There's a difference between excuses and reasons.
Right.
I refuse to give either. It's a reason. It's a thing. And that's why I was like, if I'm golfing with Pete, he probably would have like, hey, that's why you're doing this is because you're doing this wrong. When I'm with Pierre and Cade, it's like, yo, that shot sucked. Like, what are you going to do to recover your balls in the street?
Did Pierre birdie anything?
He didn't have any birdies either.
See, that's the thing.
What? Pierre's good, though. He's good, but I want to golf with you guys. You suckers.
Well, Stone would get a birdie. I would not, but I would just have a good time with the boys.
No, he wouldn't. How about this? We're going to all three go golfing together. We're setting this up. You're not going to birdie. We're going to a par three. Let's do it.
It doesn't matter what course it is.
You're going to birdie no matter what course it is.
Oh, I'll definitely knock down one under par.
Yeah.
On a regular 18-hole course.
Stone, any hole.
Stone
right,
can rocket it, man. Like, he puts himself in a position to succeed.
I'm not saying that the guy can't do it. I'm saying you won't do it.
I'd birdie more if I didn't have spinal surgery.
Jesus, man.
I'm sorry. This is why you can't be vulnerable.
I know, you can't be real on radio.
Take anything seriously.
Now I'm gonna be walking down the street. I'll be shopping at freaking Publix, and somebody's gonna be like, "Hey, how's the back?
Yeah,
leaning a little left today.
What's up, old question mark?
Yeah, can't play golf.
All right, Right.
Now it's only because men can't be vulnerable.
Insensitive stone. Insensitive stone over here. Theo's trying to open up to something that is afflicting him, and Stone's just making it all giggle fest.
I understand. This is also the greatest partner read of ESPN West Palm history. Shout out Kaiser Golf.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We were still talking about Kaiser Golf.
Kaiser University Golf Center, KaiserGolfCenter.com.
While we're still lubing up the wheel, because it's a long process, by the way. It takes 4 days, and we're at the tail end. Should I tell the story of when I dated the girl with scoliosis?
Please.
It's not going to paint me in, what do they call it, a good light.
Oh, gosh.
So let me talk about Hard Rock Bet real quick, and then I'll tell you the story of me dating a girl with scoliosis.
Deal.
Okay. Hard Rock Bet. Have y'all heard? Hard Rock Bet, legal in Florida. Hard Rock Bet, Florida sportsbook. The only legal place to bet on sports. You can bet on your favorite teams tonight and every night on the top-rated Hard Rock Bet app. Easy sign-up, fast deposits, withdrawals, PayPal, Venmo, cards, and more. Don't forget, college hoops back tonight. NBA, yep, tonight. Baseball, tonight. It's a smorgasbord of things to bet on. You can bet anywhere in the state of Florida. Props, parlays, live play-by-play, betting across every sport. Download the Hard Rock Bet app, App Store, Google Play. For the vets, it's great, that app, because it's not dumbed down for you. And for the beginners, easy to navigate. Hard Rock Bet app, you cannot beat it. And the no-regret first bet up to $100. You can use your no-regret first bet on parlays, props, overs, and more, any games you choose. If your first bet doesn't win, you can get up to $100 back to try it again. The amount you bet, the same amount you get back, it's paid as a bonus bet. Hard Rock Bet, Florida sportsbook, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 or over and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. All right. So when I was in high school, you're still good. You want to hear the time I dated?
Yes, please.
And then you can, I guess, after the fact, if you have questions, I'll field those. Because I have a feeling you might have questions.
Jeez. Like, how'd you find out she has scoliosis?
It was pretty obvious. So when I was in high school. When I was in high school, I dated a girl, and this was like freshman year of high school, okay? So just starting high school. I had actually never made out with a girl before. She was my first makeout.
Wow.
By the way.
Sweet. Not first kiss, but first makeout.
First makeout. And okay. She was taller than me, but I always wondered why it was pretty easy for her to get like close proximity, because she was bent over. And so, like, the top part of her back.
Yeah, I was
bent
like,
over.
Yeah.
Just clarify it's not that. Like she was, like, bent over at the hip, right? So, like, you know, when you're dating someone, there's that thrill. Awesome. Like, she was cute. Like,
Absolutely.
I was, you know, a short little guy, just kind of, hey, girlfriend, sweet. But then, like, the magic wears off, right? And you're like, oh, man, you got to part ways. Yeah, the dust settles. You got to part ways. Here's the problem. I made that decision a day before she dropped this on me.
Oh.
Hey, I'm about to have major surgery to correct my severe scoliosis. Ooh. So at that point, I could either be the most colossal D of all time and be like, hey, you know what? This is probably a good time to break up while you're going through this massive lead up to this major debilitating surgery where they're literally going to straighten your spine and have to crack bones in order to straighten you or hang in there for support. And what I opted to do, because I'm not a jerk, I opted to hang in there for moral support. So here's the problem.
It's not
easy. This whole time, like I wanted to break up. I just wasn't feeling it anymore. And it was fine. Oh. It was me, not her. But she also is preparing for what is like a 10-hour surgery. Like, this is severe stuff here, man. So, fine. We get up to the point. She has the surgery. The whole time, I'm not giving an indication, like, that I wasn't into the relationship. I'm, like, supporting her, doing that whole thing, visit her at the hospital, all that. But, like, because I didn't really care about, like, the relationship any longer. I obviously wanted her to be okay. Uh-oh. But this wasn't going to be a long-term thing. Like, I didn't know. Like, I went to the hospital, and my mom's like, well, shouldn't you get her a gift? And, like, young me, I was just like, I don't really feel like going to get a gift. Like, I'm going to break up with this girl eventually. So I, like, this is so bad. And I don't know why this occurred to me. The gifts I decided to bring to the hospital were two books I already owned. You want to know what they were?
Oh,
they were books. The Adventures of Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer.
How old are you guys? How old are you guys?
13. Why in God's name would any girl the age of 13 be interested in Huck Finn or Tom Sawyer? And why would someone who just went through a major spinal surgery be interested in the hospital cracking open those books and reading them? Yeah.
She'll have a lot of time to read.
Brush up on her Mark Twain. You
and
was there a,
like, I don't know. I just grabbed him off my bookshelf. Like, and that was the sign where I'm like, I really got to get out of this. But then here's the problem that was presented to me, too. So she was in the hospital for like 2 weeks because, again, she can't do anything. I can't just as soon as she gets out of the hospital be like, all right, we're done. Like, man, there's got to be a grace period because she's rehabilitated. Yeah. She's wearing this big, bulky plastic brace. After the fact. Like, it was massive.
Oh, I know it.
So here was problem number one after her surgery. She grew like 6 inches.
Wow.
So she was like Manute Bull by the time she got out of the hospital to my Muggsy Bogues. So immediately that dynamic took on, because she's not hunched over anymore. Yeah. That took on a whole new dynamic of me being profoundly short compared to her. So that's a problem in and of itself, right? Then there's the whole, well, if I'm going to be with her, like, you know, just had the first taste of a makeout, like, you know, hormones kick in. Here's the problem. Go for the first post-surgery kiss, and because she has this big, gigantic, bulky brace on.
You can't get up there.
She couldn't bend down. I was having trouble getting up there. It was a mess. It was a disaster. And then we ended up just like eating each other's like faces. Like, it was just a disaster, dude. Cuz that, like, the whole timing was off. The everything was just a mess. So, like, we would just end up, like, instead of making out, we would play with like her guinea pig. Well, she's got this huge brace on. So it just, like,
this is a horror story.
It sucks.
So I waited a good month, and then finally, when she was starting, like,
in there,
she got into a less bulky brace, and like she's starting to feel a little more comfortable with herself. I had to drop the bomb on her. I feel like she got an indication when I gave her used copies of Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn that maybe this wasn't going to be long term. But like, she was upset, and I felt bad. And then, like, a couple of years later, like, because she was tall, decent looking, she did some modeling work, and it ended up okay for her. But like, that was a nightmare.
Yikes.
Me dating a girl with scoliosis, not because of the scoliosis, but the timing wasn't good. I couldn't break up with her when I wanted because she was going through a transformative surgery with a long rehabilitation process, and that was a nightmare.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't tell you how awful that post-surgery makeout session was. Again. Like, she couldn't bend over. I couldn't reach her.
You couldn't grab her lower back either.
I literally felt like I had to climb her.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was a mess. And if I climb her, then that sets her back in the rehabilitation process. So we just played with her pet guinea pig.
Make sure you finish that sentence.
Yeah.
And
That wasn't a metaphor for anything.
Yeah.
Like, it was literally a guinea pig. Yeah. It was literally a guinea pig.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm going to come over tonight.
Play with your guinea pig.
this is disturbing.
Yep.
Some
good times. I'm real proud of that.
Sounds like a scene out of Euphoria. Yep.
I think the wheel's lubed up enough. We can go to
I think we desperately need the wheel of topics because, Jesus. All right, so there you go. So, a high school age girl went through a major surgery, and instead of getting her a thoughtful gift while she was rehabilitating from a major procedure, got her 2 used copies of Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer.
We're a little early.
I wish I could have that one back. Well, we'll put it this way. I wish I could have that one back, okay?
Scoliosis Awareness Month.
So,
June.
Sorry for your scoliosis.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ken, for being understanding. You've obviously experienced people with scoliosis before. You've been through the fight and the battle, and us with scoliosis, we appreciate people like you.
Yeah.
But Stone,
you're heartless.
You're dead to us.
Yeah. That's Theo. That's Stone. I'm Ken. Levicka, Theo, and Stone, ESPN 106.3.
From the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, it's Levicka, Theo, and Stone. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sportsbook on ESPN 106.3.
What is this?
This is Toby. This was when,
rest in peace.
The day after he died, R.I.P.
Toby.
I know how big of a fan of Toby you are, so this one's for you.
Rest in peace. I wasn't a huge fan of his music, but like, I am sad that he died. What are you insinuating?
Nothing at all.
Okay.
Good tune to bring us in.
Can you, real quick, actually, Injury Emporium me if you can. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, Injury Emporium me real quick, please.
Hut! Green! Hut! Hut!
Oh, no. There's a man down.
Tyler Hero, knee, practicing. Practicing. It's on video today.
Oh.
Is Tyler Hero coming back? Reinforcements coming for the Heat? Maybe. Tyler Hero could be coming back from that knee.
So then you didn't see his tweet yesterday.
Yeah, but he was joking.
That was joking?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Sorry. He's not very good at Twitter then.
Tyler Hero looks like he could be back. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, Injury Emporium. What?
Stone doesn't like anybody's Twitter usage. No. He hates Dusty Mays.
Dusty Mays old. Tyler Hero tweeted that he just had a great workout, but I ain't coming back no time soon.
He was being sarcastic. Well, he didn't punctuate it. Just had a great, like, he needed it to come off more sarcastic. Just had a great workout, but I'm not coming back anytime soon. That's how it should have read.
I ain't coming back.
But he doesn't have the chops, the comedic chops to pull that off.
Okay. Thank God.
Yeah. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care is a team of skilled orthopedic sports medicine surgeons and specialists that specialize in surgical and non-surgical treatments to get you back to what you love. Don't put off seeing a doctor. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho today for more information. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians, leading-edge treatments, and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Yes. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Time now here on ESPN 106.3, the free ESPN app, or on YouTube where you're watching us on YouTube. Time now to spin the wheel. Time now for the wheel.
Wheel of topics.
LeBron. The wheel is landed on LeBron. LeBron James. What's the name of his new podcast with J.J. Redick, Theo? Do you remember?
Is that a new podcast? I thought it was just them on the same podcast together. They're launching a podcast?
Mind of the game.
LeBron James, J.J. Redick. Wow. LeBron James, J.J. Redick. Mind of the game. LeBron revealed that a couple of weeks ago when the Lakers had a massive comeback win over the Clippers, crosstown rivals, a massive comeback over the LA Clippers, LeBron revealed that he vetoed Darvin Ham's defensive game plan. He, LeBron, made it public. I told the coach, shove it. We're going to do what I want to do. This is LeBron saying this on the Mind of the Game podcast.
In the Clipper game, we had switching built in versus Kawhi and versus James and whatever the case may be, and I vetoed it in the second half because I know T. Lou more than any other player that's ever been with T. Lou.
Oh, okay.
And I know he plays target ball too, and it got to a point where I knew in order for us to get back into the game, switching anybody else into Kawhi, it's not favorable for us. I might as well just get ready for the Wizards. So I vetoed it.
So two things off that. One, I mean, that's kind of awesome. LeBron saying, yeah, I vetoed it. I won the game for us. I know T. Lou. But that's LeBron. That's LeBron stuff he can do. LeBron's right. LeBron's smart. Two, not sure that I'd be making it public. Yeah, I completely torpedoed my head coach and cut his knees out from under him. I vetoed it.
Yeah.
Awesome, but also you can see why LeBron is not very coachable and has gone through coaches like laundry.
The problem is LeBron is likely smarter than most coaches that have coached him.
You can't do that publicly, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm not defending what he did. He shouldn't have said that out loud.
You can do that. But then don't go on the podcast with J.J. Redick and brag about doing
that. You're undermining the respect of your coach, outwardly.
Kind of an a-hole move, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, which doesn't excuse it. You want it
that's
to be excused.
Open for criticism.
Yeah, that's why it's open for criticism.
Just kind of an a-hole move. Sometimes, yeah, just...
But it's not good, just like Draymond. Yeah. Draymond could be a competitor and an a-hole, but it's not good. It's not good.
But LeBron's good.
Yeah, because LeBron also picks his spots with it. Like, he doesn't. He hasn't done this to the detriment of his own team's success.
He's a better role model.
This is the detriment of Darvin Ham.
I think at times he has. I don't think Darvin Ham would have had a problem with this at all, though. Like,
no,
I think he definitely would. You do know Ty Lue better. Like, that's understandable.
I know, but you say that internally. You don't go out to the public and say, Darvin Ham wanted to do this, but I said we're doing that. Yeah. And then he said twice. He said twice proudly. You can tell when somebody's really proud of something they did.
I vetoed it.
I said, no. Relax, bro. Like, who? Good.
All right.
I love LeBron, though. Hey, he has bigger problems on his hand because his wife is starting a podcast, and she's probably going to be
Savannah James podcast going to be about? Why should I listen to the Savannah James podcast?
What was Kelly Stafford's podcast ever going
to
be about?
I never listened to that either.
So here's the thing. I'm all for her doing her podcast. The problem is the chronological events of the things that happened. LeBron gets caught up, you know, snuggling with Jeannie Buss courtside.
Oh, no, don't.
A couple
do
weeks
that.
Later, you see him over there, you know, joking and hee-heeing with Tyler, the singer.
So is this Savannah?
And a week or two later, Savannah has all of a sudden just gotten way more public and then starting a podcast. And
she's trying to reset the narrative a little bit.
I don't know what she's trying to do, but all I know is she's going to have an hour a week to do it, and LeBron better be nervous.
Don't act like the podcast hasn't been in the works for months.
I'm not saying it hasn't. I'm just saying, chronologically speaking, this don't look good for LeBron. She's going to be saying some things that LeBron is going to be like, damn, I wish she didn't say that out loud.
Yeah.
It's going to happen inevitably.
Maybe I'll give it a go.
I care about somebody who's directly associated with the greatest athlete playing sports right now. Like, I care.
I care,
regardless of what she has to say. Like, their behind-the-scenes life, you know, their scheduling. That's cool.
I'm all for that. I'm saying LeBron should be worried about it, not us. I'm going to likely be watching all the clips. I probably won't watch the full thing, but anything that comes out of that podcast, I'll be watching.
Yeah.
LeBron, I'm sure, doesn't want all of that. I'm sure he's going to want to at least be able to filter some of it out, and I don't think you can. Mr. Snuggle with Jeannie Buss and flirt with Tyler sideline. I don't know.
But isn't Jeannie Buss, isn't she married already?
Of course.
To, what's his face, the comedian? Jay Moore? Isn't she married to Jay Moore?
And it still didn't look good when she was
Jay Moore
snuggling all up on his shoulders.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter if she's,
spin the
wheel of topics,
man. Baseball! Hit the music! Baseball, the real opening day. Theo, what theme song is this? To what show?
This is Baseball Tonight.
Oh!
Buster Olney, baby. I grew up on this, dog.
All right.
I grew up on this.
I did not see that coming, actually.
I'm real about my baseball, dog.
Time now for bold baseball predictions on the real opening day. Forget that Korea crap. This is the real opening day. The real opening day. Your most bold baseball prediction. Theo, we'll start with you.
Take your
What's
way.
Your most
let's go,
bold
let's go,
baseball
let's go.
Prediction?
I got to go to the NL Central here, baby. I got to go to the NL Central, which looks wide open, and I'm going to say Chicago Cubs. Who I checked with Hard Rock Bet before we got into this, have the 12th longest odds to win the World Series.
Not bad.
I'm going to say run back 2016. We're going to be rapping a millie, and the Chicago Cubs are going to be celebrating
a World Series championship.
Woo! That's right. That's right. With the Brewers manager in year one. That's right.
That's bold.
That's bold, and it's right.
That's
Shout out
bold.
To the Cubs. Wrigley Field,
Don't
best stadium
that.
Of all the sports. Historic. I don't care what Ken
this?
Says about it. It doesn't smell like urine.
It does smell like urine. What is that?
Guitar solo.
Yeah.
Did we record this on a Fisher-Price recorder?
Keep going.
I got more.
I got more. Baseball prediction. Stone, what's your bold baseball prediction?
Shout out Ian Happ.
No, you got another one, Theo? I want you to go. Keep that energy. Keep that energy.
No, yeah, trust me. He does not have any more.
Shout out my dog.
The AL East, the Baltimore Greg Orioles Helton. Are going to...
CC,
my boy Craig Council, 5 years, $40 million, baby, highest paid in MLB history.
I like the Baltimore Orioles winning the AL East, right? It's the year of the Yankees. Not so fast. It's the year of the Birds. These guys are getting older. Some of your favorite players last year, Ken, whose names you didn't even know on the Orioles.
Yeah,
they're finally catching stride. I like the Orioles winning the AL East.
All right, my bold baseball prediction: the Chicago White Sox lose 100 games. Yesterday, I see a photo because the White Sox are opening at home. in a stadium that's going to be half empty because everybody hates the owner now, Jerry Reinsdorf, because he's done nothing for that team in the last 5 years. Former manager Tony La Russa is in the dugout for some reason. Mm. Why? He's not the manager. Last time we saw him as the manager of the White Sox, he was sleeping in the dugout. Why is he back? Why is he a part of this whole thing? The White Sox are going to lose 100 games. They're an absolute travesty.
That's tough.
All right, cut the music. That was good.
I would say...
it was great. That was about as much baseball as you could possibly
shout out
do.
CC.
Yeah.
Craig Counsell.
Craig Counsell's going to do his thing, man. Six, you know, five playoff appearances in six seasons, man. You can't beat that.
You also, you can't beat feeling like you're in your 20s again if you're almost 40 like me. And that's where Elite Anti-Aging comes in. Elite Anti-Aging Center, EliteTRT.com, EliteTRT.com, Elite Anti-Aging Center, EliteTRT.com. If you're not feeling great, if you're feeling cloudy, you're feeling like you're not inspired to go to the gym, you're feeling like you're a little off and you're of a certain age, there's a good chance you have a testosterone issue or some hormone imbalance. It's not just getting old. You can get this stuff fixed. Get your consultation, EliteTRT.com, Elite Anti-Aging Center, EliteTRT.com. That's Elite Anti-Aging Center. Get your consultation. Stop settling for feeling like crap. EliteTRT.com, Elite Anti-Aging Center. That's Elite Anti-Aging Center. One more time, EliteTRT.com. We have so many different topics. I mean, it's all completely random on the Wheel of Topics. We might need to break out the Wheel of Topics tomorrow as well. That's Theo, that's Stone. I'm Ken Levick at Theo and Stone, ESPN 106.3.
Jar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. It's LaVica, Theo, and Stone. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book on ESPN 106.3.
For some reason, there are no noon or 1 o'clock starts in Major League Baseball on the real opening day. That's bizarre. So when things actually start getting underway at after 3 o'clock, good time to go to Duffy's, right? Little 2-for-1 action, Theo?
Come on, 2-for-1s. All day, every day at Duffy Sports Grill. On top of that, you got award-winning burgers you can stuff your face with. Big, greasy burgers, cheese flowing out, and then the award-winning wings as well. Duffy Sports Grill, you can find them all over South Florida. They have 80 or more televisions at every single location, so no matter what game you're trying to watch, it'll be up there. You can request it. Duffy'sMVP.com to start tracking your rewards. At Duffy's, our game is always on.
Were you being serious about your big bold prediction is the Cubs winning the World Series?
Yeah.
You just do that to make me mad.
No, I got the Cubs this year. Every year I like to just pick one obscure baseball team that has long odds, and the Cubs are it. I'm riding with the Cubs.
I love it.
Why?
Yeah. I'm going to co-sign it.
Love about it?
Let's go Cubbies!
They're not even better than the Brewers.
What's our favorite?
Yes, they are.
What's our favorite White Sox player, Theo?
Our favorite White Sox player, Tim Anderson? That used to be.
No. He's on Marlin now.
No. Shane.
What?
Shane Lowry.
The one whose name
he wears White Sox when he golfs.
The one whose name we always get wrong on purpose.
Oh, the old school dude.
Oh, Scott Pesednik.
Scott Pesednik.
Scott Pesednik. Whatever. You guys suck. Bye-bye.